next guest here to talk about TutorMate. It's MATE, M-A-T-E, a national literacy nonprofit that partners corporations with their major local public school district to provide online tutoring to struggling first grade readers. And I think we all know the importance that if you aren't ready to read early in life, things could fall behind. So let's talk about it with you, Becca Walsh-Wolf, Grand Rapids Program Ambassador. Morning to you, Becca.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right. Glad that you are back. We've talked several times in the past that you promoted the Reading is Fundamental program for Grand Rapids Public Schools. Of course, reading important. We're witnessing this great American Read on behalf of PBS and certainly our community. We want to read. So tell me about this new literacy endeavor.
So this is a very innovative program that provides literacy tutoring online. We target corporations because a lot of the corporations have employees that would like to volunteer but don't have the time. So often people don't have the time to be able to go into schools, you know, take that time from their day.
It's usually that once a week, you know, half an hour commitment. Go ahead.
Right. Exactly. So this is just 30 minutes. You can do it from your desk. You can do it from anywhere you are. We have people in California that take pictures of themselves tutoring on the beach.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It is research-based, the entire program. You are paired with one student for the entire year. We are looking today for actually community tutors. So these are Steelcase and Amway have been so generous, and they love the program so much. They've been supporting us here in Grand Rapids, and they have offered to sponsor classrooms so that community members can come in and share this experience as well. So they were hearing from some of their nonprofit partners that those people would like to participate in TutorMate as well, so they wanted to give them that opportunity.
So how does it work when you say you're looking for the community? So those who have that 1 hour a week, and yet, do I still have to come to a classroom?
No, not at all. You can do this from anywhere that you are, that you have a laptop computer. And it can be literally anybody in the community, 18 or over. So I'm hearing now from students at Grand Valley, for example, that have very busy schedules and still would like to have some volunteer time with students. I'm hearing from members of all different professions that want to take advantage of this opportunity.
So how does it work? Give me an example of these sessions that we have together with those who need tutored.
Yeah, it's a very intuitive process. You go to a website, and it gives you the phone number for the student. You kind of look at your previous day or previous week's work that you've done with the student. So that's another thing that's great about this program, and I'm going to throw some education lingo at you right now, but differentiation in education is extremely important. This computer program allows what the student is working on to be tailored exactly to what they are working on in the classroom. So it's incredible, and you can leave notes as the tutor. You can leave notes in the computer system that to remind yourself of where you are with the student, what they need to work on, what they've already mastered, and so on and so forth. So when you go online, you call the phone number and you actually Skype into the classroom. So you need your phone too. So you need your laptop and your phone. You call into the classroom. You're on the computer. There's a dedicated laptop for a TutorMate in the classroom, first grade only. And we have a student greeter who answers, and they call the student, and you spend a half an hour doing a variety of flashcards, stories, leveled stories, and word games. So it's great. It's fun. The kids really look forward to the time with their tutor.
All right, here comes some specific questions. This sounds kind of inviting. What's my commitment? The school year?
Yeah, a little less. We are going to launch shortly, and I'm going to do a couple of different launches. One is going to be the end of October, and one is going to be the beginning of the new year. So if you need some time to think about it, you can do so. We are launching in GRPS classrooms, first grade. And
do I work with the same student every week?
Yes. You are assigned to one student. We do offer the opportunity for a meet and greet at the beginning of the year. So you get to meet them in person. I always like to take pictures that I give copies to. So a lot of my tutors like to put them up by their desk. And the teachers are awesome. They like to put the pictures up by the laptop of their students that are participating. The students that are participating, there are 10 students in each classroom. These are the so-called bubble students. Mm-hmm. They're the kids that aren't so low that they probably already have interventions, but they just need a little boost. Yes. So this program provides that boost in literacy, plus it provides a socio-emotional opportunity for the child. I have kids... I've been told by teachers that there are kids that have absentee problems that are never absent on Tutor Mate Day.
Wow. Is there, well, that's the next question. Is there one day that is assigned for this?
So this is what makes it so great, especially for working people or people that have particular schedules. The teacher, there's an online calendar, and the teacher fills out the times that will not work for her in the classroom, mm-hmm. Such as recess and lunch, yes. And the rest of the times are open, and you can actually go on the calendar and pick a day and time. This can literally be changed every week if you need it to be. Now, it's great for the kids. They come to learn what your normal day is, and they look forward to it, yes. But my tutors have been so great about reaching out to the teacher and letting them know mm-hmm. if they have to be, you know, if they have to skip a week. Sure. Honestly, most of them don't even skip a week. If they have to rearrange their schedule for that week, if they can't do their normal day, they almost always reschedule for the day before or the day after, mm-hmm. which I just think is amazing and a real testament to the program.
Yes. Okay. Is there training involved?
There is. It's an online training. It takes about 45 minutes. You do it at your own pace. So it's not that you have to call in a particular time, but you can actually move through the module at your own pace. There's a background check, and because we want to make sure we have all safe people for our students. And then you're good to go. You just get the information from me about what day we're launching in the classroom. There are particular schools that are involved. We're slowly rolling it out in GRPS. They are committed to an expansion, but we actually started in 2016 with just a few classrooms. Okay. And we are making a huge leap this year from 9 classrooms to 30.
So there's been some suggestion of success here.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes. So
let's bring it on to the rest of the world. Innovationsforlearning.org, a best website then?
Yes, that is. And then you can always reach out to me at Becca@innovationsforlearning.org.
Great. All right. Well, be careful what you wish for. You might get a lot of community members rushing to make this happen, as they should. First graders, right?
All first graders. Oh, struggling first graders. Yes. I did want to say, we have the third grade reading law. But we have found in research that if you are not reading at grade level by the end of first grade, you're going to have trouble. Kids that are at level at the end of first grade are going to be on level at the end of third grade.
Final details one more time when it comes to getting involved with Tutor Mate, Becca.
You can email me, Becca, B-E-C-C-A, @innovationsforlearning.org.
Right. Thanks to you. This sounds kind of interesting, especially when, there's nothing like face-to-face contact, let's be real, but mm-hmm. to be able to help when schedules are tight.
And you would be surprised the bond that is formed, nice. Even though you're not face-to-face. Yes.
Thanks, Becca. You take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep, you too.